Please open your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. Our scripture reading today is verses 22 to 41. You'll find it on page 157 in your pew Bible, Numbers 15, 22 to 41. Now, here we have a passage where God is impressing on his people that he takes sin seriously. It's very common today for people to teach a kind of Christian liberty that amounts to licentiousness. And we're going to be corrected in that as the people of God in this passage. Really, there's three passages. One shows the communal responsibility for sin. You have someone who doesn't understand the law, and they sin in the midst of the people, and the whole community has to give a sacrifice because of it. Now, you also have a distinction there in the opening section about intentional and unintentional sins. And it makes us nervous because we know that many of our sins are intentional. We just confess my sins of omission and my sins of commission. Does that mean they can't be forgiven? Well, the New Testament is going to just take that up as high-handed sins. In fact, that language is in our passage. That's those who do so really rebelliously, not repentantly, not seeking forgiveness. By definition, that is not a Christian. It's the unbeliever who mocks God in sin. But we mainly have the communal responsibility of the people. Now, secondly, beginning in verse 32, we have a man who's found gathering sticks on the Sabbath and who is stoned for it. Now, this is the kind of passage that makes your anti-Christians say, well, see, if you really believe the Bible, you'd stone your children for picking up a stick on the Lord's Day. Well, bear in mind that stick gathering was an occupation back then. It's not picking up a few sticks randomly. It's doing the work on the Lord's Day. But it's interesting to me because even we tend to think, what's the big deal? Well, what makes a big deal about God's law is not what we think about it, but what he thinks about it. And this person deserved to be punished with death for that sin. The wages of sin is death. All my sins deserve to be punished. Now, God seldom does that. But he's not unjust in doing so. And he's making the point at this key moment in redemptive history, hey, I'm serious about all 10 commandments, not just the ones that you think make sense. Certainly, we need to be challenged in our observance of the fourth commandment. And then you have at the end a practical advice. It's actually a command, but it's a positive response. Well, if God feels that way about sin, let's have some reminders. And they put tassels around their garments to remind them. When you see a Jew who's observing these things now, those tassels are to remind them to keep the law of God. Well, we are also to take practical steps for godliness. The best is the daily reading of the Bible and prayer unto the Lord. Thank God that all our sins are forgiven by the blood of Christ. We don't live in fear of it. But God wants us to take seriously our calling to sanctification. Well, let's have these things in mind as we hear God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word beginning at verse 22. But if you sin unintentionally and do not observe all these commandments that the Lord has spoken to Moses, all that the Lord has commanded you by Moses from the day that the Lord gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, that if it was done unintentionally without the knowledge of the congregation, all the congregation shall offer one bull from the herd for a bull for burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord with its grain offering and its drink offering according to the rule, and one male goat for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the people of Israel, and they shall be forgiven because it was a mistake. They have brought their offering, a food offering to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their mistake. And all the congregation of the people of Israel shall be forgiven, and the stranger who sojourns among them, because the whole population was involved in the mistake. If one person sins unintentionally, he shall offer a female goat, a year old, for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement before the Lord for the person who makes a mistake when he sins unintentionally to make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unintentionally, for him who is a native among the people of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them. But the person who does anything with a high hand, whether he is native or a sojourner, reviles the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that person shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall be on him. While the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. they put him in custody because it had not been made clear what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, the man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord to do them, not to follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you are inclined to whore after. So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.